Okay, we are here with
Ken Hull.
Ken Hull at the Curtis Culver Center here, where the Muslims are getting ready to do their thing here in a couple of hours. Ken, where are you from?
I'm from Louisville here in Texas.
And obviously, what brings you here? It obviously is for this setting here. Is there anything else that brings you here besides that? Are you for it? Are you against it?
Well, I've been perplexed with the problem of Islam in our country for a long time, and I'm wondering why our leadership is so numb to the issues and what's really going on. I think they're more attuned and in favor of Islam than they are in favor of America.
And why do you think that might be?
Well, you see the actions of Obama and his administration, and he's putting in Islam's in key positions in the administration and other parts of the government, and you know, it has nothing to do with promoting the exceptionalism of America and what America is and has been. So I mean, you know, just it's very obvious.
Now there are government officials that were involved, obviously, in helping to orchestrate this. Did you have an opportunity to call them on the phone, send them an email, send them a hard copy or whatever, and express yourself about this?
No, I didn't call anybody or do any emails or anything like that. I mean, that, you know, that what does that do? You know, they have an opinion. They're going to do what they want to do. They say they're neutral and they're going to, you know, they would rent this facility out to anyone, and I kind of question that.
So let me ask you this, following up on that thought there. If I wanted to come over here and do an expose Islam thing from the Christian perspective, do you think they would allow me to do it or allow you to do it?
You know, they probably would, but if you wanted to establish a small church, maybe not. Now, I know a lot of school systems do that, but it's getting less and less frequent, I think, that those things are occurring in America.
So what do you think is going to be accomplished by all of the people that are out here today on this side of the aisle, you know, with their flags waving and their placards out and so on and so forth? What do you think will be accomplished?
Oh, I think it'll give a lot of exposure to in the media to a lot of people who that's the only thing they watch is the TV news and whatnot, and it may wake a few people up.
Do you think 911 woke people up?
Do I think 911 would
woke people up?
Nah. You need a nuclear bomb dropped on a city before, you know, I don't know why, but America is very tolerant and they don't get riled too easily. And it's going to take some serious, I mean, that was pretty serious stuff. But America had no idea, no concept of what Islam is and the evil that's involved with it. And so, you know, it's a few years later and they're on down the road doing something else.
If Sir Wahaj, if he came over here and gave you a Quran, would you read it?
Well, I've already read the Quran, but you know, it's like anything else. It's just, if you don't read it, you're still ignorant of the enemy. You've got to know your enemy.
And what would you think is most outstanding about the individuals that are conducting this meeting today in an enemy way that you would say, point out to me or my wife or one of these others here? What would you tell them? Hey, this is a hallmark of the enemy.
Well, I think Esposito is totally sold out to the Islamic cause, and he's just a shill for whatever they're doing. And Wahaj, of course, is a jihadi, and there's no I don't know what to say about him. He's just a Muslim through and through.
Well, that's all I've got for you, Ken. I appreciate you talking to us today. May I have your permission to use this on the Christian Apologetics website?
Absolutely. If it's going to help somebody, wake somebody up, great.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah!